Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Don't mind my finger.
That's not the one, right?
Oh, there's more. I just didn't have time to get to all of them.
Okay, got it. Because I typed in Nick Finger and another one comes up.
No, that's the one. That was the one from last break.
Which one? The one I just played?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. All right. Where have your fingers been today? Where do you think?
Bunch of prostates.
That's also in there, too. Craig Gass, a.k.a. Gene Simmons, who does a great Gene Simmons, comedian friend of ours, is going to be on the show a little later on. Where's he quarantined? Is he in L.A. somewhere?
Vegas, I believe.
Oh, that's right. He's in Vegas. So we'll talk to him about their stupid mayor. And our buddy Greg Warren, a.k.a. Dick Harp's going to phone the program later on. We had Dr. Mina call in early just to... Correct idiots to tell you to shoot Lysol in your veins, and she had to get that out there. And she's on. Check out the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah, there's been a little discussion about that on the social media today. Just a little bit.
Yeah, we're winning that one. Yeah. Problem is, when we win these arguments, everybody loses in a way because he's still in charge. And people die.
This email is a couple paragraphs long.
Competence causes death.
I'm going to read it all because it's got good information here. I just heard Craig mention the potential meat shortage, and as a Nebraska Department of Ag employee who can see a bit deeper into the situation, wanted to provide a counterpoint. You might even call it optimistic, at least compared to Craig, but that is a low bar. Although production...
I'm optimistic in a general sense.
Yes, you are, actually.
Production of finished animal products is slowing due to factory shutdowns. The USDA has announced that in both public and private storage, the U.S. has stockpiled 925 million pounds of frozen chicken, 491 million pounds of frozen beef, nearly 662 million pounds of frozen pork. This should help keep these supplies steady for customers as long as it takes to get the production back up. Local shortages due to panic buying are a major cause for coolers being empty, and just like toilet paper or hand soap, things should settle down in a few weeks. There has always been meat. There will always be meat. Please be mindful of how much you're buying because we still live in a society. God damn it. Thank you. From one essential worker to another.
Don't hoard your meat, basically, right? Got it. Good. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Share your meat with anyone who wants it.
Yes.
I'm a meat sharer from way back.
Yes, you are.
Oh, we know.
Yes, you are.
It's appreciated.
Yep.
Well, the Marine Corps Commandant has to come out with an explanation.
Never liked the term Commandant. It's too Nazi.
I think it's because of Hogan's Heroes ruined that for us, right?
That's it.
We never really thought about the word Commandant until we watched Hogan's Heroes.
Our
grandpa's watching told us about it.
Yeah, the German language.
But I always think of the guy from Police Academy.
Yeah, that helps, right?
It's not one of the romantic languages either.
No.
German?
Yeah.
No. What a...
Yeah, we were talking German earlier with Rammstein.
Yeah.
Du hast mich.
So if you recall, the Marine Corps Commandant banned Confederate flags and symbols back in February.
Yeah, I like that.
Pussy.
I like that deal, though.
So now he's explaining that. Now he has to come out and explain himself.
Why?
Because they're losers.
Because not everyone can get it. General David Berger said he understands some people consider the Confederate flag to be a symbol of heritage or regional pride.
No. It was a symbol of treason against the United States of America.
He says he understands that some people consider it that, though.
Yeah. Well, then they are losers,
in other words.
Well, they may be incorrect.
They are incorrect because it's history. Read a book.
But some people do consider that to be the case.
And they're wrong.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that they don't consider that to be the case.
Well, they're still wrong.
Yes. He said that he's also mindful of the feelings of pain and rejection of people who inherited what he called the cultural memory and present effects of the scourge of slavery. He wrote that the symbol, the flag, has the power to inflame feelings of division and, quote, I cannot have that inside our core.
Yeah, because the core fights for the United States of America. By the way, especially if you see the Confederate flag in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
this argument, you're never going to win this argument anymore.
When the Confederacy fought against the United States Army.
Yes.
It's insane that he's got to explain why.
But as Craig mentioned, there's still a lot of people that feel that way. I remember seeing, I think it was Tom Petty's, the Peter Bogdanovich documentary.
Right.
Where, he was all about the rebel flag, and then it finally dawned on him that it was
And he's a complete liberal.
Right. Kind of a divisive symbol.
Well, he got rid of it.
Yeah, but, growing up in Gainesville, he was Southern proud.
Skinner used the American flag now, too. They don't do it. So it's just, it's what it is. You move forward.
Larry the Cable Guy's management had to tell him, you should take the rebel flag off your hat and put a Husker symbol on there.
It's not pride. It's the Confederates were the...
losers, in other words.
Well.
They took second in that war.
Right.
Yeah, out of two.
It's about states' rights.
I get the fact that there are people like myself up north who had relatives fight for the North, and I know there are people who are in the South had relatives that fight for the South. But they can also look at that and say, well, it is what it is, but they were wrong.
Yeah, you can acknowledge.
Because there are grandkids of Nazi soldiers that aren't responsible for World War II, but their grandpas fought for the Nazis, and they realized, the Nazis were wrong.
Yeah.
And
it's the same thing.
Why can't I fly a Nazi flag?
It's exact same thing.
They're not putting Nazi flags up in the back of their truck.
Right.
No.
Yeah, you can acknowledge history.
Well, of course you can.
You have to.
I wish that would have stuck to Jay when Nick goes, why can't I play a Nazi flag? I'd play that for no reason. We're all talking over that.
Well, it's always crazy when you see the Confederate flag right next to the American flag.
Yes. You see it on the back of pickup trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they fought each other, by the way. That's like having a Husker and Oklahoma flag hanging off the back of your truck there.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Or Husker and Iowa flag nowadays, since that's the rival. Although you got to beat
or a Viking and Packer flag.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You just can't do that.
But at least nobody died in those wars.
They're rivals.
Somebody might die here in the studio someday.
Right.
It's not been as violent as the Raiders Niners wars.
There you go.
There will be blood.
Yeah. A new book. When is Craig's calling soon?
Craig Gass.
Gass.
An hour
calling
now.
Soon.
Yeah, no.
New book claims that Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, that's right. He hung with Eddie.
Didn't he live with him?
Yeah, he lived with Eddie.
That guy had so many crazy
stories.
That's
right. He lived with Eddie. That's right.
Yeah. In the pool house?
Yep.
Didn't he live out back?
No, in the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And he had to clear out when Van Halen came over to record.
Right.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Go ahead. Van Halen's coming over. You got to get out of here. That's right.
Well, Dave.
Dave's coming over. You
it was when they were... putting together the greatest hits package.
That's right.
And threw an extra couple of songs in there.
Yeah, Me Wise Magic. Remember that song?
It's so insane. You call up your friend, hey, can I come hang out? Why? Right. Oh, Van Halen's kicking me out of my room.
That's right. He told that story to us.
Yeah, he said, it might get a little loud. You might not want to be there.
It's nuts.
New book claims that Eddie Van Halen once held a gun up to the head of Fred Durst, the singer of Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
And everyone says,
because they
suck.
Yeah.
I'm sure he wasn't the only one who wanted to.
Yeah.
Story comes from video director Andrew Bennett in his new photo book called Eruption in the Canyon, 212 days and nights with the genius of Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, that's going to be a crazy book, huh?
Yeah, the book claims that in 2001, a record label executive suggested that Limp Bizkit work with Eddie Van Halen. And
Eddie heard their music and said no?
No. They met for a jam session at apparently Fred's house in Beverly Hills. The session apparently did not go well, and Eddie left abruptly, so abruptly that he just left his stuff there.
Right.
Bennett says the next day, Eddie contacted Fred to get his gear, and when he didn't hear back, he drove over to Fred's house, parked on the front lawn with the engine running, put a gun to Fred's head, and says, "Where's my stuff?" I think he used another word.
Yeah, okay.
The book says Eddie stood on the front lawn of the house in broad daylight and held a gun on Fred as he lugged the equipment back and forth to Eddie's vehicle.
Why is this?
Wow, he made Fred carry it?
Why isn't
the you carry it?
The days of Eddie Van Halen not a movie yet? Because the guy's done it all, seen it all. And he's crazy, man, you know? I realize they've already done the rock biopics, but or biopics.
Whatever.
I even forget which one's right anymore. I've been screwing up for so many years now that I still like to read a Van Halen and see a Van Halen movie.
Yeah. Hopefully that comes out before the Fred Durst movie.
Good point. I won't be in line for
Remember
that.
Remember when I was in high school, I had a t-shirt that said Limp Bizkit is better than everyone. I wore that.
Of course you did.
It's dumb. Yeah.
Nookie.
They're not.
The story of Limp Bizkit.
They're not. But you can change.
Yeah.
Can change your mind on these things.
They're not. Did you have one really? Well, the Nookie,
yeah.
The Nookie was big, and they were the leader of that genre for a while. And mm-hmm. If you're a kid, of course you're going to dig that.
I liked them until I saw them live.
Yeah. Oh, you saw them live.
Yeah. And the openers, like Method Man and Redman opened up for them, and they were amazing. Yeah. And then, like, once Limp Bizkit came out, I'm like, well, where are the other guys? These guys suck. It's done. Never wearing my Limp Bizkit t-shirt again.
Good idea. We might not have hired you. If you'd have had one in here ever.
That
would have been a big contention. I don't know, man. I wore a Limp Bizkit t-shirt.
Yeah, they're a band that did not age well.
They did not.
But I think for about 4 years there, they were top of the world.
They were. I think they made their money, didn't they?
They did not age.
Yeah,
well,
they did.
Right. Oh, they made a fortune.
Their guitar player is an interesting dude who's like, I think he's involved in other projects that like aren't horrible.
But aren't they, didn't they do the, you know, because I mean, obviously everybody's, no matter when you're kids, you got nostalgia for everything. You liked the bands when you were high school. Didn't they do a nice recent tour? They did okay?
Yeah, they did okay. Yeah.
Because the nostalgia kicks in.
Yeah.
And nowadays people want nostalgia for when you, especially when you're a young guy.
Well, that late 90s, early 2000s, the TRL era there on MTV, they were on there every day.
Yeah, right.
The Limp
but
Bizkit.
See, as an adult then, I knew they sucked. But you were a kid. You were a kid, man.
Didn't we see them open up for Ozzy or somebody years ago? I swear we got on stage and introduced them.
I think they might have played an Ozfest tour one summer, but I doubt you guys were at that.
No, I don't think we announced it. It wasn't Ozfest. We did bring up Ozzy, and I can tell you the year, too. Probably 96, 95.
Who opened for him?
I don't
it wouldn't have been Limp Bizkit. They didn't hit till about 97, 98.
Right. I don't remember, but I remember it was we brought on somebody before Ozzy. Yeah.
Was it Tool?
No, it wasn't Tool. It was the old Civic Auditorium in this town. Yeah.
It was a band who hadn't become a big name yet, and they went on to become a big
name. That's right, because I remember getting off stage and going into the hallway and Ozzy walking past me. And even then, he was just kind of shuffling along. It was crazy. It was with the girl I was seeing at the time. I go, there's Ozzy. He's right there.
That's got to be nuts.
Yeah, that was kind of cool because I'm thinking he was just walking past me. Because he wasn't on yet. The opening act was on, but he was shuffling between dressing rooms, and we were walking in the back at the behind the stage. It was kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I can't imagine seeing Limp Bizkit now.
No, I don't think it was Limp Bizkit.
And here's one from Chocolate Starfish and Hot Dog Flavored Water. You're like, what? Where are we? It's time to go.
You're right. I don't remember, Todd, but somebody did open for him at the Civic, and we talked to a lot of people at that show, I'm sure. A lot of concert geeks. So, who opened for Ozzy, and I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure it was the summer of 96 at the Civic here in Omaha.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, he's got the relationship benchmarks.
And that's why I knew
that's
that
how
was.
He can keep track of time.
I knew exactly who I was with walking through the hallway. Yeah.
So Friends is trying to make money to help people out in this.
Maybe 95, too. God.
Yeah. They're doing this all-in challenge. You know, they are taping a show for their HBO Max special.
Corn.
Was it Corn?
It was Corn with a K. Yep.
I think you're right. And they weren't anything big yet. The album was just out, but they weren't as big as they became.
February 16th, 1996.
That's it.
Retirement Sucks Tour.
Yep.
Ozzy and Korn.
Yep. Yep. It was Korn.
Oh, and the Deftones were on that show as well.
Oh.
Wow. That was a good show.
I think we went up.
Or no, sorry. They were in town on the same night. Looks like a different venue. I don't know.
Yeah, it was just Korn that night. It wasn't the Deftones. I remember saying Korn's coming up and just laughing. Because I just said Korn is coming up.
Korn.
Korn. Even though I think I'd heard of the name, it was still funny to say the word Korn. Who names your bad Korn?
But the R's got to be backwards.
Yes.
Todd yelled that part. Yeah. Todd yelled that part.
For the record, I have seen them since then, and they kicked ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did.
They have aged well.
Yeah. Yeah, better.
That Korn has lasted.
Yeah, I didn't know what to think, but.
Please, yeah.
I seem to recall that they were good.
Ozzy's coming up. The crowd went nuts. But now welcome Korn.
Korn.
Korn. Thank you.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So you can, you have the opportunity to go have some coffee with the friends at the Central Perk. You know, they are going to be taping their special for HBO Max because all the friends things are going over there.
Now, it's not a scripted series.
No, they're just going to be
sitting around
chatting.
Right.
That's and good. If you give money to help out with charities in the coronavirus crisis.
People are going to spend a lot of money for this.
You have a chance. To win tickets to the taping of this special and hang out with the friends. You can donate between $10 and $100.
And you get a raffle then.
So for your chance to win.
Isn't that the most money donated? Just a raffle. That's cool.
Just a raffle.
Yeah. I like that.
Can you hang out with just Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, you can't be. They're going to keep you away, so it ain't the Chris Farley show. Can I remember when?
Yeah. Right. Remember when you were naked on Rolling Stone?
Yeah.
I do.
Just like, all right, time to go. Yep.
We all do.
Yeah, but Nick and I were in high school.
Yeah.
That one stuck.
Yeah. Oh, it stuck for us too, believe me.
So did the pages of that magazine.
Yeah.
To your belly.
Is that the Rolling Stone stuck to your belly? Yeah. I guess it is.
United Airlines starts with their mandatory masks in the air starting today, at least for the flight attendants.
They're not doing enough stories about who's on planes. I realize that it's the fifth thing down the line because we have a president saying, inject Clorox into your face.
Right.
But I realize it might not be the big story, but I would think there'd be some sort of, I think it'd be a human interest piece, just a day at an airport and a day on a flight.
Yeah, who's going anywhere?
Yeah, because reporters are going places. I mean, you're going to say, well, reporters shouldn't be places, but reporters are going places to report still. And don't you want to know what's happening? Who's hopping on a plane from Omaha flying to Chicago, and how many people are on that flight?
Yeah, and why? Where are they going?
We've gotten stories about people. You know, they're pretty empty. I get it, but it must be just weird to hop on a plane. You know, now boarding you.
Yeah.
And they point to you and you walk on.
Well, Christy sent me an email this morning that she got from Delta.
Yeah.
And there was talk of retrofitting a lot of planes for cargo, removing seats, stuffing cargo into the overhead bins.
Oh, really?
Keeping the planes going that way.
Got it. All right.
To keep this, you know, help out the supply chain a little
bit. And by the way, if it is just you and it's a full-size plane, are you allowed to sit in first class? I'm guessing
no.
You are. You're not?
Nope.
You still have to pay for that.
Yeah.
It's just you so and you're sitting in the back in coach and not be able to sit in one of those big comfortable seats. It'd be more easier for everybody.
You just slip the aisle donkey a 20 and tell her to look the other way.
Right. Now, most of the time, they are not playing that.
You think some of them probably don't care. Listen, there's two people in this flight. Just as long as you don't sit with each other, you can sit up there in the first class.
Some of them don't.
You just got to sit in the small, uncomfortable chairs and look at the big, nice first class.
Empty.
Yeah, I haven't talked to anyone who's flown recently.
No, either have I. Maybe, obviously, it's emergencies and doctors and people are flying, but they're not on the flight every day. But it's not illegal, Todd, right? You can still hop on a plane and go somewhere.
I mean, there's not.
I think you got to make up a story. Oh, I'm a heart surgeon. I'm flying somewhere. No, you're not.
I haven't seen the numbers, but there are a lot fewer planes in the air.
Yeah, obviously.
I don't know who he was going to see, but I did catch a picture last night on Twitter of Drew Rosenhaus, you know, the sports agent.
Yeah.
Going to one of his guys was getting drafted, so he was going to hang out with him in a full-on, like, looked like he was ready to go cook with Jesse and Walter.
Yeah, okay. And
on the flight. In a full-on gas mask.
Has meth-making outfit on?
Yeah.
All right.
If you have to do that, maybe FaceTime the dude.
Yeah.
Do you really have to be at his house?
Yeah, you're still going to get your 7%.
Yep.
You know, another thing I love about Breaking Bad is the fact that Walter drives an Aztec.
I love that.
They picked the uncoolest car, ever.
Yeah.
You cannot come up with a car that is less cool than a Pontiac Aztec.
One of the biggest mistakes in automaking history.
We didn't watch that in real time. Both Todd and I watched, Breaking Bad recently. Was there an uptick in those sales because people just wanted to be that?
No,
that car?
Nothing could make that car cool. No,
there was an uptick in blue meth, but right. Not in Aztec sales.
Greg Warren, when we get back,
you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.